The Humber Estuary was the last major unbridged estuary in the UK. For decades, there had been talk and more talk of building a crossing, but it just didn't happen. No one would commit the money. People famously, and rather unkindly, said such a construction would be a bridge from nowhere to nowhere. But the local appetite for such a bridge never diminished.
Will they ever bridge the Humber? Will they ever span it? Or is it always an exception to the rule? Is it such a privilege not to have a Humber Bridge and to have to keep on going round by Goole?
Then, in 1966, politics got involved. Harold Wilson's government had a wafer-thin majority, and then the Labour MP for Hull died, triggering a by-election. Wilson had to win it, and he dispatched his Transport Minister Barbara Castle to Hull to make a promise which would stun the local electorate. Here's what she wrote about it.
Off to Hull to speak in the by-election. Photographers at the station. Standing room only at meetings. I told them categorically they would have their bridge. Speech went down well.
The bridge had been promised. Many argued, and still do, that it was a by-election bribe. And in that by-election, Labour held the seat. In 1972, construction began. Almost a decade later, in July 1981...
I am very pleased to have been invited to open the Humber Bridge today.
It was an incredible feat of engineering, and for 17 years it held the record as the longest single-span suspension bridge in the world. It's not all been plain sailing. It cost far more to build than originally envisaged. Inflation and overly optimistic traffic forecasts meant that by the early 90s its debts were more than £400 million. In 2011, the government wrote off nearly half of the remaining debt, but it'll be many years yet until it's paid off. Back to this feat of engineering business, and time now for me to pay the bridge a visit. If I clap my hands twice... I appear on the breezy, overcast north bank of the Humber Estuary with a bridge towering up there above me. And luckily there's a man here who knows a thing or two about this bridge. You are, sir?
I'm Kevin Moore, the chief executive of the Humber Bridge.
Where are you about to take me?
Up the North Tower, the Hesel Tower.
Up that big thing?
155 metres, about the height of Blackpool Tower, in a two-person lift. Hope you don't mind confined spaces.
Let's go. I'm in the tiniest lift I've ever been in my life. We're back-to-back. How long does this journey take?
About 3 minutes, but it feels longer somehow.
Never mind the height. Claustrophobes, look away now. Blowing a gale. Oh, look at the view. That is quite incredible. Well, you go from being in a tiny enclosed space in that lift and up a ladder, and you step out onto the platform here on top of the North Tower, and the wind hits you and the exposure hits you, and just the sheer scale of this bridge. 500 feet below me, there's the dual carriageway stretching for about 2 kilometres in a straight line ahead of me. Surrounding that, the very murky brown waters of the Humber Estuary, and to my left and to my right, two enormous cables that flow all the way down to their lowest point and then rise again to connect with the towers with the bridge at the other end. And if I use a slightly less robust microphone, just listen to the wind. Now, these two massive, they look like single cables that, you know, basically hold this whole thing up. The bridge seems to be built around them.
Yes, it's the two towers that then hold the cables. There's actually 15,000 in each of those, and then they're anchored at the bottom. They're what hold the bridge up. It's suspended from this cable, from these towers, the hangers, and then the deck is suspended from that. These bear the weight, hence a suspension bridge.
Is it true that the towers at the opposite ends of the bridge are a different distance apart at the top than they are at the bottom?
Yes, simple curvature of the earth. It's 36 millimetres, or just over an inch.
Well, we're heading back down now. There's a sort of giant trap door here at the edge of the road that I'm looking at, and this is going to take us down where?
Into the anchorage, this amazing cathedral-like structure where the cables are fastened to the earth so the bridge will stay up. It's an amazing space.
Well, we've emerged into this enormous concrete open room where the bridge cable that looks like a single cable comes through the roof at one end, and then the thousands of cables inside fan out and are anchored, by the looks of it, into yet more concrete just below my feet. Now, eventually, I know there are amazing plans for a visitor centre and people will be able to get a lift up to the top of the North Tower. And will they be able to come and see this in this concrete cathedral?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, it's quite a sight. Thank you very much for showing me, Kevin.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.